When these people join you in fellowship meals celebrating the love of the Lord, they are like dangerous reefs that can shipwreck you. Be careful who you deal with in church. They are shameless in the way they care only about themselves. They are like clouds blowing over dry land without giving rain, promising much but producing nothing. They are like trees without fruit at harvest time. They are not only dead, but doubly dead, for they have been pulled out by the roots. Now then, if people are trying to get you to do things in church that doesn't line up with the Word of God, or men are trying to get women to go out on a date with them or to do something, I'm telling you, there's a lot of those kind of people in the church today. Unfortunately, there's a lot of them. Beware. God's warning us, isn't He? And I hate to say this, but some women in the church have married some of these devils. God said these were men. He didn't say these were women. He said these guys were men. These men worm their way in to deceive you. And unfortunately, they have deceived many women. And these women have married these guys, then much to their sorrow. How many women have I seen that married a man that's in church and went to church? Maybe he was a deacon in a church, but after she married him, he turned out to be a devil. You know, don't we? We see this all the time. Does God warn us about these people? He sure does. Next verse, Phil. They are like waves of the sea, churning up the dirty foam of their shameful deeds. They are wandering stars, heading for everlasting gloom and darkness. Now, Enoch, who lived seven generations after Adam, he prophesied about these people. He told us about these guys a long, long time ago. He said, look, the Lord is coming with thousands of His holy ones. Ooh, I believe that's when the Lord comes back, and we're going to be with Him. Amen. Because when we die, we're going to go to heaven. Then what does He say? Verse 15. He will bring the people of the world to judgment. He will convict the ungodly of all the evil things they have done in rebellion and all the insults that godless sinners have spoken against Him. These people are grumblers and complainers. Now then, as Christians, that's why He tells us we're to do all things without grumbling and complaining. Because we're not supposed to be one of these, are we? He tells us clearly in His Word, if you're my child, you're to do all things with no grumbling and no complaining. So if you have somebody that says they're your brother or sister in Christ, and they're constantly grumbling and complaining about everything, you better really pay attention to that person. They may be one of these. That's not a believer, really, in Jesus. These people are grumblers. They are complainers. Doing whatever evil they feel like. Go wherever they want to. Do whatever they want to. They are loud-mouthed braggarts, and they flatter others to get favors in return. Boy, I'm going to tell you something I couldn't agree with when we talk about things like this. I mean, I know it's politics, but I saw McCain. Somebody asked him what he thought about Obama. He said, I think he's a great senator. I have the greatest respect for the man. And I thought to myself, how could he sit here and lie like that? If he's a Christian, how can he sit here and lie like that? A Christian and a Muslim, and you say he's a great senator when since 2005, 2006, 2007, 2008, he's been in his office as a senator 145 days, but he's collected his enormous salary every month, and he's been in office and has been there 145 days in 4 years. I'm sure that if you were paying some guy $200,000 or $300,000 or $400,000 a year, and he only come to work 145 days in 4 years, you'd give him a bonus, wouldn't you? Yeah, I'd give him a bonus a long time ago, right out the door. But that's what we got to put up with. You see, I don't have any respect for him. He's not a Christian. Not at all. I know what he thinks. I know he's my enemy. He's not a born-again Christian. You know what God tells me to do with people like that? He tells me to love them, to try to lead them to Jesus, but if they won't accept Jesus, they don't have a thing to do with them. He tells me, don't even sit down and have a meal with them, lest you be drawn aside by their wickedness. But people, they flatter others to get favors in return. Do the people in Washington do that all the time? Sure they do, yeah. Is that the last verse, Phil? Huh? Oh, there's 20? Okay. 7-8. But you, my dear friends, must remember what the apostles of our Lord Jesus Christ told you. That in the last times there will be scoffers whose purpose in life is to enjoy themselves in every evil way imaginable. I mean, are we in that day? I mean, we are in that day. We're seeing this. Okay, verse 19 and 20. Now, they are here. And they are the ones who are creating division among you. That's what's dividing the church. Have you ever been in a church that didn't have a split? Do you know this church has been split probably 3 or 4 times in the 6 years that I've been here? You know what that tells me about people? Isn't that sad? It's sad. I do teach a unique gospel, but I teach the truth. And people, one thing that's something about people that come to this ministry, many of them come here from way off, and they come here and they've listened to me, and they come and they get prayed for and they get healed. And then, of course, I may never see them again because they live so far away. I understand that. But if they live here, and they come here and they get healed, and then they come to church here a year or two, and then they get crosswise with me because of something I don't agree with, and they leave the church, you know, I have a problem with that. I really do. But I think, okay, God, I just turn everybody over to you. I'm not running the show anyway. You are. Amen. You know what you're doing. So, hey, I'm just here to do a business, a job for you. And these people that are here, those that come or those that go away, they're not going to be the ones that give me my reward. The King is going to give me my reward, and He's going to give you yours. So I'd whole lot rather have my reward from him than have a great big church and try to satisfy everybody. But you, dear friends, must continue. Oh, now they are here, and they are the ones who are creating divisions among you. They live by natural instinct because they do not have God's Spirit living in them. And when a man lives by natural instinct, he's a beast. He's a beast. The flesh takes control. But you, dear friends, must continue to build your lives on the foundation of your holy faith. That's what we're doing, studying this book. And continue to pray as you are directed by the Holy Spirit. As the Lord teaches us, we do this. Okay, verse 21 and 22. Live in such a way that God's love can bless you as you wait for the eternal life that our Lord Jesus Christ, in His mercy, is going to give you. He's got to be merciful to give me eternal life. You know it? I got a feeling He's got to be merciful to give you eternal life too. You know, some of y'all out there are nearly as bad as I've been. I hate to say that. But that's what He come to say. Right, Ernest? Me and you were rotten critters. You know it? But we ain't no more. We're sons of God now, right? We're not that rotten critter no more. We're sons of God. And by His blessedness and His mercy, He's giving us eternal life. Now He says, show mercy to those whose faith is wavering. Now, if you see somebody in the church, go be gentle and kind to them and try to get them to come back to church and serve the Lord Jesus. Be merciful to them. You know, now verse 23 and 24. Rescue others by snatching them from the flames of judgment. Now, these are the lost people. I mean, that's why everywhere I go, everybody I talk to, I mean, just like when we was in Alamogordo, the first thing we got there, we went to have a bite to eat since we hadn't eaten all day, and it's about 5 o'clock in the afternoon. the little precious little waitress that came up and said, "Can I take your order?" I said, "Yes, you can, honey, but the first thing I want to know, do you know Jesus Christ is your Lord and Savior?" I said, "You don't." Took you too long to answer. She said, "Can I take your order?" I said, "You don't know him, do you? Can I take your order?" I said, "What a shame. What a shame. Honey," I said, "you need to know Jesus." But I said, "You know what?" I said, "You're going to come to know Jesus." She said, "What makes you think so?" I reached up and touched her arm and I said, "I'm imparting the Holy Spirit to you now to convict you of sin." I said, "You're going to come into the kingdom." Now, do I have the Holy Spirit in me? Can I impart Him into somebody? Did the Lord tell me to send, ask Him to go in and convict that man or woman of sin and bring them into the kingdom? Yes. That little girl's going to wonder. She's going to start having different dreams. She's going to start having people come by and talk to her about Jesus. And she said, "I don't know what it is." And she may never associate it with the fact that it happened the day that this guy touched her in that restaurant and said, "I'm imparting the Holy Spirit into you to infect you with the Word of God." Hey, we have that kind of power, right? Hey, that little girl didn't know what she was into. When she come to take the order, I give her an order. I gave her the Holy Ghost. Now see, we need to do that. We need to not be ashamed of the King, right? Now, some of the little boys and girls I run into on this trip were born-again Christians. I mean, where was it we went to that everybody we met in that place? Was that in Albuquerque too, though, wasn't it? Yeah, we went to Alma Gordon to another place, and I walked in there, and I said, "Are you a Christian?" "Yes, praise God." "Woo, man." And we started to leave. All these little girls and guys were happy. I said, "I just believe everybody in this place is Christian." They all said, "Yes, we are." Amen. I thought, "Woo, man, that's my kind of place. I'd eat more out there if I was going to be in Alma Gordon, New Mexico." Amen. That's absolutely right. Guaranteed. Now he says, "Rescue others by snatching them from the flames of judgment." That's mine and your job. We are to be snatching these people from the flames of judgment, because if we don't tell them about Jesus, they're going to die and go to that place. And if we don't do it, God's give us that job. There are still others to whom you need to show mercy. But be careful that you aren't contaminated by their sins.
We're going to have to stop right there for today, but we'll start again tomorrow with a teaching. And if you'd like to have these teachings in their entirety, if you would just give us a call, we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. That's at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. And we'll send them to you free and postpaid. Or you can go to our website. You can listen to these teachings again from the website, or you can get them free and postpaid from www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. That's the Living Savior Ministries. There you can listen to these again, or you can order them free and postpaid, and many other teachings free and postpaid from our website. Praise the Lord Jesus.